it's very interesting for us to hear about all the old times. Very interesting.
Happy times, because everybody was the same, wouldn't they? At all times.
I think you're probably happier than some of them are today, don't you?
They were happier.
Yes, you think they were?
I think so, yes. Everybody was almost the same, you see, and they just plodded along.
Isn't it? Look, just a tiny drop of milk. I take no sugar.
I like that.
Who lived this wood?
Cummins.
He was the squire, was he?
Yes.
Owner? Yes.
He used to be the vicar at one time.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Thank you very much. Thank you.
If that isn't strong enough, pass it on to my husband and I'll make it stronger.
Who lived at Green then when you went there? Who lived at Green?
Green.
Oh, it was you, was it? I see. And you were hunting.
I never lived anywhere
in
Humphrey,
yes.
Keyworth,
yes.
I didn't live in Dover's. I just went there for drugs, you know, I was out of the safe
thing. I think they had quite a big staff there, didn't they?
Three, yeah.
I remember old Mrs. Stewart.
Oh, yes.
Yes. She was quite upright. You never think she was her age.
Help yourself, Mrs. Bulley, to the scone.
I don't care for scones.
All right. Yes, I lived there for 5 years. It's halfway through the cold. Of course, there were a lot of the gentry then, weren't there?
Several of the gentry, you say.
Yes.
It's all gone.
Well, they couldn't afford it, could they?
No, they couldn't help.
Cousin Kathleen must have been a nice house.
Kathleen.
I was there.
Oh, did you?
I was there. I left Huntley when the Officers Association came there.
Yes.
And went out to North Batsbury at the Manor Hotel. You know the Manor Hotel?
Yes.
Of course, that's a big place. Well, then I left there and I worked at Tapley for a couple of years, and it was wonderful old fashioned house. But there you are, it was let down, you see, and
yes,
gone beyond repair.
This is a shame,
but it was a very old fashioned house.
Yes, all in, I remember those sort of houses. You had all the hot water was taken round to the bedrooms, wasn't it? In a brass can and so on.
Mornings, evenings, bath times to put the baths in the bedrooms.
If you must have worked hard in those
rooms. When I first went there, my rooms were upstairs. And I used to have to go from one end of the house for all the hot water and carry it all up the stairs. I couldn't do it today. I was young then. I could do it, but I couldn't do it. We used to add 3 hours a week. The Harveys in the village used to keep an old horse bus. And it used to run to Timbers, used to come down at Huntley Gate, and used to have a bugle boy on the back. And then we used to catch that one about 3, and I had to be in again about 6:30 to wait dinner at 7, wait in the dining room, because I was what they called them days housemaid waitress, you see.
Yeah.
I had to do the waiting as well.
Yeah.
So it was all a hard work, really.
Yes.
But there you see, everybody
is
staying. And Sundays once a fortnight, you had a half day.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yes. Only one half day.
Only once a fortnight, yes. Yes.
People of your generation have seen such enormous changes in your lifetime, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Because the major stars come,
and
flying, and travels the moon, and radio and television. It's all since your time, isn't it?
Yes,
it's all our time.
But you don't think people are any happier for it?
It was always everybody was happy, baby. But they're not happy today.
No.
More they got, more they want.
True. Quite true.
Well, you
see,
everybody
was
got small money
then
in that
day. That's
the best time for
that. Yes, see. Because I had to work hard all the time before. Nothing in there, 10 years in the day.
Well, then you started making
20 years.
Now, how did you
do it? Well, I knew Mrs. Bully before she came down the village to live. She was part of me.
Yeah.
I knew when she was about 12 without being in the village. And of course, I knew the family, you see. I knew her sister more so than you then.
Yeah.
Well, then, of course, this bloody husband died and she put this up for sale. And I was out at the door one day when talking to her sister and she said, I said, the house next door to me I think is up for sale. I don't know who'll buy it because the people had got a house reasonably there. And she said, I said, I don't think they're left, but I think they're going to sell it. So she said, ooh, she said, what about our Jetson? Oh, I said, does she want a house? And she said, yes. Ooh, I said, you better go and let her know. And tell her to go in, and I told her the name of the people that it belonged to in Plymouth. And she went in, and that's how she came to the side of me.
Well, how long have you lived in your house then?
27 years.
27 years. Yes. That's when you retired. You bought the
house. Yeah, I lived in Ashville. Ashville.
Yeah,
up opposite the farm.
Oh yes.
Yeah. I lived up there first, and then I came down there.
But where you working up until that time?
Yeah. Okay. I worked after I came down where I am now. I worked until I was 76.
Did you?
Yeah. I looked after an old lady in Timmer.
I
see. Of Ferndale Road. Do you know Ferndale Road?
I know the name.
It's near the new road runs along the top.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
As I know.
Yes.
Mrs. Bully, can I cut you some bread and butter? Would you rather have some bread and butter?
No, I like getting off those things.
Yeah. And, she was 95.
Well, the old lady you were looking after, yes.
But you didn't live in there.
Yes, but I didn't when I went first.
But
for the
last 2 years I was there, I did stay in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Because, we had an housekeeper as well, you see, where she had an accident and she couldn't come back. And then I stayed in.
And left your little house?
No, I used to come home. No, I left it as it was, yeah.
I have only lived 2 years after he retired.
Well, that was
a very
good
protection. Yes. He retired when he was 65, didn't he? Well, how did all these people get to the play pits, Mrs. Bully?
paper?
How did they get to the clay pit? Did they get on bicycles or what?
Yes, they used riding on motorbikes, my husband did.
Oh, I see.
And my son had a motorbike.
Yes.
And he just went to an factory to see the lights. There was a train load up and went up. And he was wondering, and he was coming from King's Head. He went in there and touched his leg to take on the back to take the train. And coming up to Brazil, the big ship rain in different to come off in the kilt.
Oh, yeah.
24. 24 old he was.
He was your only son?
Yeah, I got two, I had two sons and a daughter.
Yeah.
And my other son, a car one day to him, got his leg off.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
No, it didn't interesting.
Oh, it's fantastic.
But that's real talk to me. That's what you're saying about.
It doesn't seem to have done you any harm.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it isn't, is it?
Well, you've got to keep that for you know. That's right.
That's it.
Yeah. You say I was never a host to your vacation.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't know, but I don't know. I think you'd be happy, and that kind of thing. They all know, right, don't you?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Yeah.
As long as you're not always pushed for time, I think that's probably bad for you. If you can work steadily on.
Yeah. Of course, the men were away all day long, you see. And I had lots all day to myself.
And you must have known Mrs. Beer, of course, Angela.
Yes.
We knew her. She was here when we came.
Yes, the Walker. I know she was married. She got married first to come up there.
That's
not the long time.
She was married when we
lived.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Not very. Thank you.
Very nice, Taylor.
Thank you.